Hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
At the one, the tight, Mariota gives it to Henry. Henry bounces it outside. 5, 10, 15, stiff arm, 20, 25, 30, 40, stiff arm, 50, 40, 30. He's on his feet, big chase, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Titans are up by 11.
Let's do it.
Oh, let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. Jesus. What an why was I so upset about a Thursday night game that meant nothing? I mean, Derrick Henry walked into that arena yesterday, or that stadium, and he just said, "Daddy's here. Daddy's here.
Daddy likey.
Daddy likey. Give me all your Jaguars. I will throw them all off like they are flies. They are nothing. For I am more of a man than all Jaguars." It was ridiculous. I couldn't believe what I was watching yesterday. Just one man dominating a once vaunted defense. Just embarrassing them, humiliating them.
And the play before, Leonard Fournette couldn't get 1 yard, then he got 99 the next play.
It was, oh my God. I was so mad watching that game yesterday. So mad. And then to put the cherry on top, Jalen Ramsey's flopping all over the place like a fish. Ugh. Disgusting.
I had all Canes radio last night. I didn't get home until like the second half, but I knew
you saw the game. If you saw the first half, you saw the game.
No, I didn't see the game because I had all Canes radio, and I knew it was bad when there was nothing from Tobin. Like that's when there was literally not one text from Tobin. I'm like, it has to be going bad, because if it was just slightly bad or they were winning, he would have been all over it.
You know what happened to him? 500 mile rule.
I did see that text come in. And then, of course, I was woken up at 5 o'clock in the morning with someone going on a rant. Robbie, did you get woken up as well?
I actually, believe it or not, I did not get woken up instantly. It took a little while.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I kept watching the gif of Jalen's flop, and I'm just like, this was the guy swaggering in like McGregor into the season. He's just like, everybody's trash. You're all trash. This is trash. And then he's like, oh, I didn't have an opportunity to make any big plays. Oh, you didn't, Jalen. Oh, you could. How about going to catch the guy when he's running for 56 yards past everybody? I didn't have any opportunities. Hell out of here.
Well,
I was so mad.
Question. You've been complaining all year about how bad your team sucks.
Yep.
Why are you so upset?
It's the way they lost. It's the way they lost.
They got.
Were embarrassed.
If it would have been, another 9-6 stinker, okay.
Let me.
No, you wouldn't. No, you would have. You would have been upset about that too.
When you start a conversation with "my team sucks," they lose in a sucky way.
No, there's. What about pride? What about pride, Leroy?
I did not deem that to be.
Was yesterday a pride game?
It was definitely not.
It was not a pride
game. No, it was a lose your pride game.
Well, that is true, but it didn't start out as a pride game.
Let me explain something to you. All you need to know about yesterday is this:
mm-hmm.
When a man can run 99 yards.
99 yards!
Without outrunning anybody and just stiff-arming your whole defense, little men, big men, fat guys,
all of them,
fast guys, who wants some? He stiff-armed everybody.
Did you ever have one of those?
He should have had 5 touchdowns yesterday.
Did you ever have one of those?
No, I got Tobin arms, and I had those big-ass pads. Really? I reach out to stiff arm somebody and they mush me.
Wait a minute. You mean if I go through all your highlights, I can't find you stiff arming someone?
No.
You did have that run in Thanksgiving against the Cowboys.
I didn't stiff arm anybody.
Didn't stiff arm anybody.
No. I don't. Dude, that was.
That wasn't your move?
In fairness, he didn't even stiff arm guys, too. He ragdolled people.
I mean, like,
he
look.
He ragdolled them.
But there was one face mask.
Did
those
you? No, you can face mask. You're like, running back and you're running.
You can put your hand on the mask.
You just can't grab it and pull it down.
Right, yeah, exactly. Right.
But no, man, just imagine this. Like, I'm like, oh, they're going to give up a first down. No, wait, there's more. Right? First.
Hey, Bubba, watch this.
He's like going down the sideline, right? Okay.
Yeah.
He puts the hand on the face mask. He knocked one guy out of the right. Then he knocks the other guy down. And then
No. That was not knocking down.
Okay.
That's how you mush a child when he wants to play.
Yeah, right. But then I was wondering, like, where's the 8 other guys on the field? That's what I didn't understand.
They couldn't catch him.
They all looked at him and they quivered in fear.
Here's what happened. You want me to tell you a story?
I don't feel like here's he was going that fast. Like, there was no one.
Here's Bill Belichick at the front of the meet, right? And here's what he would say. He would say, nobody pursued the ball because you all thought somebody else was going to get him. And this guy thought he was going to get him. And this guy thought he was going to get him. Pretty soon, it's a touchdown.
You know how embarrassing it is? He took a dude who was behind him and decided to take him from behind him and take him back up front and then throw him to the side.
That's how you do when you can't outrun anybody. But wait, I'm like, man, look at that linebacker run. He got some speed. Never mind. He got mushed.
Can we get to headlines?
No, because...
What do you mean no? What are you telling me no for? Don't tell me no.
That is the headlines.
This is the greatest. This is the biggest.
Seven Jaguars got mushed on the football field yesterday.
Seven Jaguars murdered.
Right. It was like.
But there's stuff going on.
Really?
I'm just so upset. We're live in the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room as we are each and every Friday. They got a cool thing going on this Sunday, guys, for all my blackjack fans out there. They're going to be at Hard Rock Stadium this Sunday for the big game.
At the
what
stadium?
They're doing, yep. They are promoting Blackjack 24-7. Sign up to be a new wildcard member. Receive $100 match play table games. You look for the $100 match play offer at your seat at Hard Rock Stadium. Come into the casinos player clubs to sign on up. That's this Sunday with the Miami versus New England at Hard Rock Stadium. Look at the headlines.
Okay.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
I already have one of those cards. Like, can I re-sign up as Schmein Schmunden and possibly, you know, get that $100 or what?
I don't know. You could try.
Okay. I got to try to get to that game.
Why do you want to go? I thought they were going to get their asses kicked.
They are, but I need to support my team. I'm not one of these bandwagon fans.
I'm telling you, one of the most terrifying times of my life, working the concession stands for a Miami-New England game and shutting the beer off on a bunch of angry Bostonians at halftime.
Yeah, that's never going to go well.
Oh, my God.
A bunch of Sully and Murphs are going to really have problems.
What do you mean you're not going to serve me beer? I'm like, I'm pretty sure though this rule is league-wide.
Why don't you have a Sammy Adams? Why are you serving Coors?
Nah, we worked in the low rent
Why you got Milwaukee's best and not Sammy Adams?
Oh my God!
Sully and Murph want Sammy. Okay, we got some good news and bad news. What do you want first?
Good.
Good news could get Goran Dragic back tonight as the Heat take on the Suns. Ooh, 9 o'clock.
Amazing. Yes,
he is pegged in temporarily in the Ira Winderman starting lineup. And he practiced the last 2 days. He's on the trip. It looks like we could see him tonight.
He's not missing his revenge game.
Yes. That's awesome. What it could be.
He does torch the Suns.
Yesterday, we were really worried that this could be longer than we thought. But as it turns out, the Heat played coy, and he could be back. So.
I see what you did there. They played coy.
Well, coy isn't playing.
Oh, that's right. He is not playing.
Yeah, correct. 9 o'clock is your tip time. 8 o'clock is when we have the pregame show right here in the flagship station for the Miami Heat, AM 790 FM 104.3 HD2 The Ticket. Bad news. Xavien Howard declared definitely out for the Dolphins this
official?
Week.
Official?
Yeah, it's official. So
what's the plan there? What do they got? They're going to have Minka on one side and...
Bobby McCain
on the other?
Wait, what did I see Barry write? Barry wrote some other situation. Oh, McTyler and Armstrong goes into defensive roles because Brendel's out. Jake Brendel's out as well.
By the way, the line hasn't moved since this Xavien Howard thing happened. The line hasn't moved. Something's a little fishiness going on.
How many salmon?
12.
12 salmon?
12 salmon.
That's more than a little fishy.
Yeah, that's quite a lot.
That's very fishy.
It's very fishy why this line hasn't moved.
Kind of smells like my bedroom. What?
Shame on you.
What? Okay, so we got the Heat, we got the Dolphins, and does anyone care about all the college awards last night? Tua won the Maxwell, Murray won the...
Those are important.
The Maxwell usually wins the Heisman.
Yeah, so it looks like Tua's going to win the Heisman. And then in in blatant and utter hypocrisy, former Ole Miss coach Hugh Freeze will now be at Liberty University.
The Flames.
Really?
That's what they're called.
Why don't be the Liberty Bells?
Too hacky.
No, because it's Liberty.
Really?
No, I agree. I like hacky, but they might have not thought that way.
Says the hackiest of them all.
Liberty was started by Jerry Falwell, right? So when I think of Jerry Falwell, I don't think of hacky.
And I believe their athletic director used to be the athletic director of Baylor, so at least they didn't go Art Briles to be their head coach. Because I think
they're a very religious university. Why is Hugh Freeze the coach?
Because they want to win. They went 6-6 last year, and the coach just retired.
I don't understand. I'm still reeling off last night. Like, I don't understand. Like, is that like the football equivalent to somebody just dropping a 50 burger on you? Like,
yes.
It was crazy.
Why do you care anymore?
Because it was disgraceful. You want to know why? Because this Tom Coughlin, this old ass geezer, came into this year thinking, we got enough. We're going to run the football, and I'm going to give a guard $30 million, and I'll put the gloves on to fight any of you. I mean, good God. I mean, please, somebody go fight Tom Coughlin then, if you think those moves are correct. Gutless.
You know what would be a funny bit, although it would turn into not so funny, is if we sent you to Jacksonville outside their headquarters and just had you start yelling.
Just yelling at Tom Coughlin?
Yes. Coughlin! Get out here, Coughlin!
What if I just went there with my boxing gloves on?
Give him a megaphone.
Challenge
he's outside.
Accepted,
wait,
Coughlin.
Wait, don't we know enough boxers? Couldn't you show up there with like five different guys?
I don't want to get those guys in trouble.
No,
they wouldn't get in trouble.
Wait, you think Coughlin's
going to come here, waddling
beast,
down?
Beast, here's the difference between you and me.
Yeah.
Okay? You think of that as, hey, you know a lot of boxers, you should go. And I'm thinking, if he needs those other boxers to fight Tom friggin' Coughlin, what does that say about him?
Tobin, you think you could take Coughlin?
Definitely.
Were you kidding me? It would have to be a close fight.
What? Like
a one round.
Wait,
yeah,
a minute,
we only
wait
got
a minute,
one.
Wait a minute, wait a
no,
minute.
I mean,
wait a minute.
He
stop,
would have
stop,
to be
stop.
Actually physically close to him because his arms are not that long.
Why? Like, Leroy, you've been harping on the Tobin short arm thing a lot the last couple days. Like, I want to know what's provoking that.
I don't know.
Because, like, we've
he
been
has
doing,
short arms.
We've been doing the show together for a few
no,
years
I've
now.
I've always. No, no.
No
you just
not
have never
bad.
Paid attention.
No.
I have vote. Really?
I'm not sensitive about it because I know I don't got the shortest arms at the station. That's Romberg.
Right.
Well, my arms are pretty short. Everything on me is short.
You think the first time I've ever said this, the last couple of days, I've said this from the beginning of time.
Nah, you've been harping on it.
No, I just want to go to. I want to go to the Jaguar Stadium dressed as Apollo Creed and just shout at his office.
I think we
fight
should
fight me.
I think we should do this. Show road trip.
I'm gonna take an ad out in the paper like they did in Rocky II, where they make him a chicken.
Wait, you gotta Photoshop this of you in the Apollo Creed shorts outside the Jacksonville Stadium.
I mean, he doesn't even have to go to Jacksonville. He can wait till the Jaguars come here in a couple weeks.
Oh, that's true. Why'd you wait for the team bus dressed as Apollo Creed?
Done.
I will pay you $100 to do this.
Done. I'm doing it.
No, you're not.
Fight me, Coughlin.
No, you're not.
Why not?
Because you know you won't.
I will do it 100%.
No, you will not.
Dress. Get me an Apollo Creed outfit. Tell the boss we need expenses. Amazon Prime.
What is that? That's really just you, like American boxers and a top hat, right?
Yeah, and a vest. You got to get the vest. It's all class.
Am I gonna be able to get the vest?
Yeah, they got Apollo Creed outfits, I will throw on my gloves, and we will go. And somebody behind me has to have a sign that says "Fight me, Coughlin."
Okay. We could do this.
Totally doable.
Leroy, you in?
No.
What do you mean
holiday.
No?
Why not?
It's just...
What?
Holiday behind you on
really?
The turntables.
How far do you think... let me ask you a question.
Can we get a James Brown lookalike to sing
Living in America? I already have...
Hey.
How this ends.
Will you be my James Brown?
No. Why? Because I'm black?
Yes.
And you got a beautiful voice.
Who else is going to play
that
James
Brown? That was a great way to paint it.
Hey, I'm telling you what. I'm going to file a complaint because I have to do all the black things around this station. I have to be Apollo Creed.
No, I'm going to be Apollo Creed.
Be Apollo.
I'm Apollo.
No, we're going to have a white Apollo this time, yeah. So it's completely racially
so you're
fair.
Like Rocky.
It's racially
here's how
fair.
I see this ending. Right?
Tom Coughlin
Beast
dying.
Making a run for it.
No. Why
Tobin
am I making a run?
Trying to box and me getting tased right outside the gate. Right? Right? Because they're not going to tase you first.
And Robbie's...
They're going to call you an enthusiastic fan.
And Robbie's off to the side taking action on the fight.
Right. Yeah. Rocky goes, I got Tobin at three. Who wants this? Who wants this? I got Tobin at three.
I swear to God, if we don't do this, we've let down humanity.
We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy and Beast. We're live from the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room. You got your Friday Big Stack special tonight, starting at 6 p.m. $150 buy-in, $20,000 guaranteed, with 1,100 lucky hearts. WPT Deep Stack's main event seat added to first place and second place. Lots of great stuff going down here.
Hey, yeah, I'm surprised he didn't play the Funkadelic version of that. You know that's a remake for all you young people out there.
Me, myself, and I.
No, I'm surprised he didn't play it. But he is singing the background.
Well, I will give Robbie this. He is limited by the selection ever since we had to... It was a situation.
We had to change some rules.
Yeah, hey, can I just... I want to let everyone know that since it's a Friday, every Friday on the tickets to Palm Beach Harley Davidson Football Friday, getting you ready for the weekend's action, Palm Beach Harley Davidson Football Friday, brought to you by Palm Beach Harley Davidson, always your number one draft choice, also sponsored by Lexus of North Miami, always an amazing deal, and by Sandbar Grill in the Grove, home of the fish taco.
These new rule changes are like if you told Tom Brady that he wasn't allowed to pass.
It's not that far.
It is pretty bad.
It's like, hey, Tom, you're allowed to pass, but you can't pass to a white guy.
Okay, that's still.
Robbie's excited because today's Magnificent Seven.
Yes,
the first one without the true college football slate, and so
When do we?
This is my favorite time for the Magnificent Seven.
Oh, this is when he has to dig deep.
There was some digging.
He goes to the depths of hell to find the best side.
There's only one football game, right? There's
there's one
Saturday
football game
NFL
that you know.
Start.
There's no Saturday NFL game, but there's only one football game that you know of.
There's Division II playoffs.
Yeah, there's the FCS going on.
Yeah, the FCS
Isn't
playoffs.
Division II?
Division II and III, all
have,
their
like,
playoffs.
Do you have, like, MLS Cup going on, too?
No. It's football. I'll do MLS stuff in next year, 2019. But for now, it's football.
I don't know about you guys. Usually I get these. I usually get a bunch of these, you know, PR emails.
Of course.
Yeah. They're usually hacky and stupid. And I don't want to, you know, waste my email space with it. But this one excited me. So the Orange Bowl. On Monday,
yeah,
they are having Pierce, an African crested porcupine, predicting the winner at Zoo Miami.
What?
Yep.
What time is this happening?
2:40 p.m.
Oh, well, no.
In our wheelhouse.
Yeah, we should be there live.
I want to be there live. Can we be there live?
Well, why don't you just go down there?
Are you going
to
pet him and hug the porcupine?
No, I don't want to get hurt, but I want to know.
It's not going to hurt you. You just lay the porcupine's flat.
What's the deal with the porcupine? Like, do they shoot their quills out there, whatever they're called?
It's not really shooting. Like, they're not like a spitting cobra. Like, if you get hit with them, they eject.
Really?
Yeah.
That's got to hurt.
No, they don't eject hard, though.
Oh, yeah, but really? Do they go into your skin?
Yes.
Really?
They're quills.
You come across a bunch of porcupines, have you?
No, never have. I'm sorry.
You know my favorite
channel. By the way,
what?
Let me just say something about my lovely wife.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
She started the whole chicken debacle.
Yes, she did.
Yep, right? She did.
So, I don't have my phone right now. Guess what she sent me a picture of?
What?
The chicken that lives outside of their warehouse. So, she said, here, little show info. Like, so just a random chicken living in
No, it's good. She's catching on to the hijinks and shenanigans.
Yep.
No.
I like it.
How do we I think we should send you down to cover this event live.
I'm with you, man. Like, if I can get down to Zoo Miami on Monday.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't want to do the show from Zoo Miami?
To do the porcupine?
Well, listen. If I go tell someone now that we want to do the show from Zoo Miami, that's not going to go over well.
Why?
Here, let me explain to you how it works. Hey, remember when we all went to see Creed?
Yeah. Like, we're not asking. It's not. We need the moon and the stars.
Hey,
like, we need
by
an
the way,
internet
Beast,
connection.
Beast.
Yeah.
We have another movie.
Don't tell me. I don't want to know. I don't want to get involved.
Which one?
Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Oh. I would like to go see it.
How that thing. Woo.
That.
I don't know about Captain Marvel.
You
Captain
don't know
Marvel?
About
the trailer.
Well, it's a she. And
it's a she.
She was raised by the Kree.
And Nick.
What's the Kree?
The blue people.
Well, no, they're the green people, aren't they?
They're blue. You don't watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Is that Gamora?
Nope.
Huh?
Is Gamora from that?
A Kree, yes.
Yeah, that's okay. That's what I thought
they're
green.
She's a machine.
Which Mahuzi? And then they have they doctored up Samuel L. Jackson to look like a young Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Yeah, made him like 20 years younger.
You mean they put hair on him and made everything not gray?
Correct. That's what they did.
Right.
Yeah, I'm down. I want to go see that. I can't wait.
Have you guys seen the Avengers trailer?
No.
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 Yeah, Avengers.
I don't even know if I want to see it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would you want to see it?
No. How could
going fresh. No spoilers, man.
It's coming out at the end of next year.
You don't want to see the trailer?
Everybody's buzzing about this new trailer. I don't watch Avengers,
what
so
is
I don't know.
No. The last of the Infinity Stone.
Tobin, I believe it's the Captain Marvel trailer.
It's Captain Marvel.
It's not the Avengers.
It's not the Avengers. It's coming out in 2 years.
They've shot it
yet.
No,
the Avengers trailer's out today.
Yeah.
It is?
See? Yeah, I remember because it came out at like 8 o'clock, and then by 8:45 it had like 2 million views on Twitter already.
There's still another movie you have to watch before you watch The Avengers. Why would you want to see the trailers? It might give some stuff away for Captain Marvel. No, I'm not watching it.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm just letting you know that.
You're reporting news. You're telling us that the Avengers trailer is out.
Now, you guys know what's coming out in a couple weeks, and I hope nobody gives its money. Aquaman.
We're going to see Aquaman. Yep.
Aquaman sucks.
No, we're all
don't
going.
Don't give
no,
your money to Aquaman.
No, we are going to see Aquaman.
No.
And you're coming with us.
I'm not going to see him. I'm going to heckle.
No.
If you bring me, I'm gonna misbehave.
Good. Then you'll get thrown out of the damn theater. We are all going. We're taking a show road trip to go see Aquaman because he looks badass.
No.
And yes.
No, I'm sure he's going to have somebody else do the heavy lifting.
No.
Just like he did in Justice League. Spoiler alert.
How can you do that? He's a Dothraki.
All right.
Different guy.
No,
I'm
same
back
guy.
Back on Instagram.
All right.
Are you like
Leroy Horde _BML?
What's BML?
Big Mouth Leroy.
That's stupid. You
are, we gotta trim up that handle.
That's
once you get the chance.
I have no choice.
That's stupid. I thought you got Leroy.Horde yesterday.
You think maybe we should stop
it
giving
got
out
hacked.
The, should we stop giving out the handle because you keep getting hacked? Maybe the person is a diehard of our radio show, but also kind of a jerk because they keep blocking you out of your account.
I think you actually what you need to do is create an account from a different email and use a different password that this person doesn't already know.
Yeah, don't go see Aquaman.
Breaking news, Dragic went through shoot around, people.
Yes.
Miss you, Gogi.
And what is I mean
you know why he's coming back.
Why?
He wants to play for his guy Igor.
Oh, he's gonna show off for Igor.
He's like, at least look what you missed out on, son of bitch.
Wait, isn't what's his face? Igor, is there another Slovenian?
There's Luka Doncic in Dallas.
No, that's
he's
not who
kicking
I'm
ass.
I thought there was another Slovenian somewhere. Never mind.
I don't even think he's Slovenian. He was coach of Slovenia.
Oh, he's not Slovenian?
I think he's Serbian.
Is there a difference?
Yeah, the war torn.
Oh.
What are you talking about? Know your Slovenias. What?
I can't wait to take Tobin to see Aquaman, and then he starts getting rowdy and gets thrown out of the theater.
I can hear
him
right now.
Don't take me.
Oh, no.
Aquaman's a bum.
He's a bum. He's a bum superhero.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. He's badass.
And they have like an underwater Wakanda. They're kind of ripping off for Black Panther.
Yeah. Oh, it's shocking. And let's say this.
By the way, he is from Serbia, Igor.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Who's the last bad guy to attack the water? They all want to take over a city.
No.
Nobody wants to get in the water.
No, there's Atlantis, man. People want to, destroy Atlantis.
Nobody wants Atlantis. It's lost. Nobody's thought about Atlantis.
That's not true.
It's a fake place.
Oh, my gosh. How dare you?
It's a fake place. And let's be honest. This Aquaman's holding these sharks against their will. They should be out there roaming the ocean. They got saddles on them. It's garbage. Garbage superhero.
Are they going to make a movie about... Is PETA going to make a movie about
Shark Week? It'll be on next year's Shark Week.
Is PETA going to make a movie about how Aquaman is bad to the sea life?
Probably. Just like they said, bringing home the bacon is wrong. It's a wrong
kill two
statement.
Birds with one stone. Completely wrong.
PETA.
That is.
I mean, like, if I had to choose, I'd choose Aquaman over PETA.
So,
but I'd have to
so
think
in
about
the
it.
Battle of PETA versus Aquaman, you were on Aquaman's side.
Yeah.
Reluctantly, though.
Of all the superheroes, I mean,
he's the worst.
Batman is the worst.
No.
Batman has no superpower.
Batman's a doer. Batman gets stuff done.
Batman is smart.
Batman okay. brought Justice League together.
And resourceful.
Batman, well, yeah, because he killed Superman.
Yeah.
Batman.
Props.
Okay, who do you want? Batman or Iron Man? Both no superpowers.
Batman.
Iron Man.
Batman has a cooler car.
Batman.
But what?
He's a cooler car. Batman.
Have
Iron Man.
Seen cooler car. Iron Man's garage?
No. But he never drives those. I want.
Because he can fly.
Yeah. Well, that's just a him problem. Batman is a cooler car, and he has a cave.
Can that armor?
If you kill Superman, you get superpowers. Like that's like an ultimate win.
This
they
is
can't
not
take that
Riddick.
Away from you.
You don't.
You
get
keep
the,
what you kill.
What do you mean? No. You don't get superpowers if you kill Superman,
dude. That's the ultimate. If you killed Superman, you get to be in the super. The superhero.
No, that's
pantheon.
Not how it works.
It is.
No, it's not.
All right. All right. It is.
This is why.
It's like Buster Douglas. I don't care if Buster Douglas never defended his title and he got 400 pounds. You beat Mike Tyson, you beat Mike Tyson.
Yeah, but you don't get Mike Tyson's punches.
He gets Mike Tyson's legacy.
Yep.
No, he does not.
I can't wait
he
for that.
He won 30. One fight.
I can't wait for that 30 for 30.
Did
it's on Tuesday.
He never defended his title?
No. Lost. He got so fast.
He had a video game, too.
He got so
they
fast.
They put that video game out 1 week after he beat Tyson.
Yep.
He should have done it like Tyson.
And then shut down shop. A month after he won Tyson.
He should have done it like Tyson Fury.
Has there been another sports personality?
Yeah, like when it gets taken. Like sometimes it gets taken and give it to the contender.
No.
And
no,
then
no.
The champ
that,
fights him.
That literally like overcame the most odds ever and then did nothing.
Appalachian State.
Well, they moved up to FBS though since that time.
What?
And, but
it's a good example. Don't look at me like that.
They didn't win the championship.
They went 9-2 this year. Their bowl. I mean, their coach just got hired by Louisville.
Yeah, that's right. They're moving up.
Well,
yeah.
Beast, you should probably know about what about Leicester City from the Premier League?
Oh, Leicester City. You're right. That's a good
was
one.
Like
and they've never done anything.
8 years ago.
No, that was
how
like
long
three,
ago was that?
3 years ago.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, it wasn't eight.
Go look. It was a long time ago.
What, Leicester City?
No.
Oh, Appalachian State was 2007.
That was a long time ago.
That was 11 years ago.
No, the Leicester City was
11 years, Tobin?
Yeah, but...
Jeez!
No, Appalachian
why
State
are you getting mad at me? We were playing a game. We were looking for examples.
Appalachian State doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Why does your examples always involve me?
Ooh, what about Boise? No, they
didn't play for that Michigan team.
Oh, my God. What?
Doesn't matter.
Why would you do that?
No. Why would I waste a plane ticket to go see Appalachian State?
Yeah.
Maybe it was a reunion
game. You guys are supposed to win that game.
No. Oops. They were too bad to make the homecoming. That's how bad that loss was.
I'm trying to think of another example. I think Leicester City is the best example. They won the Premier League and have done nothing since.
Did they get relegated too?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the best example.
Eventually, though. I mean, they were still in the Prem for about a couple of seasons.
Point for Dexter. He says, you can't say Batman is the worst and then the next breath say that he killed Superman and disregard it. -1, Leroy.
Technically... He did not kill Superman.
Well, he did kill him.
He provided the bad guy with the weapon to kill him.
But he also brought Superman back to life.
He's an aider and a better. That's a
spoiler alert, by the way. Spoiler alert.
Somebody said Aquaman is the Nickelback of Superman.
It sucks, dude. Sucks.
No,
I got so mad at him the entire movie.
Listen, because he was riding on top of
Aquaman,
a vehicle.
Oh, the Justice League.
He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. He was Hassan Whiteside.
They alley-ooped at the end and stabbed the bad guy. They were in the tunnel and he pushed the water back.
But he was drunk.
He saved everybody.
They shouldn't have gotten that close to them.
Listen.
He was a lush.
Well, what's wrong with that? They're going to be drunk superheroes?
No, they can't. It goes against the superhero code.
That is not in the code. You can be hammered off your ass and be a superhero.
Hancock. That was a good guy who was always hammered as a superhero.
Yep.
Will Smith.
Are you going to dump that?
No,
that's not the name of the movie.
Proper noun.
It's the name of a movie.
Okay.
Can we not talk anymore?
Speaking of the top superhero, the Magnificent Seven, a.k.a. Robin.
Yeah. Robin!
Is next. You know that music. You know it is time for the Magnificent Seven. Robbie gives you his best seven plays of the weekend. It's getting a little bit tougher as the regular college football slate is done. But he knows his degeneracy knows no bounds. He will go to the depths of hell to find you the seven best plays. You want to get on the action before Robbie gives us his best seven plays. Get on over to the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room. You got your December high hands. Going tomorrow, went up to $1,000 every 30 minutes. Qualifying begins at 10 a.m. And at 12 midnight, hand starting from 10:30 to 12 p.m. and 12:30 to 2 a.m. All right, Robbie.
Ah.
What do you got, man?
Well, action is action. And let's start. Do you guys believe that there's any action going on tonight? If you believe the answer is no, then you are incorrect. There is Friday night football tonight. Maine at Weber State. It might be Weber State. Weber State is a 6.5-point favorite. It's not Weber International. I believe that's where Curtis went to. It's not them. Weber State. 8 o'clock tonight. Weber State has won all of their home games by 8 points or more. Weber State has also won 8 in a row, all 8 games outright, all by 8 or more. It's a long schlep from Maine to Ogden, Utah. That's where the game's being played tonight. take Weber State, give a 6.5 at home. Easy, easy Friday night action to start your day, your weekend.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so this is where we are.
Wow.
This is where we are.
I feel like we just kicked over a rock and saw a football game, and we didn't care who was playing.
What's number two, Robbie?
Saturday at noon. Believe it or not, there's more noon action on Saturday. Colgate, not the toothpaste, they are at North Dakota State, the Bison. The Bison are 25.
What's Colgate's mascot?
They're the Raiders, but I mean, they could be the toothpaste. But the Bison are 25.5-point favorites at home.
I guess why that's why they could be toothpaste.
Yeah, there wasn't too many Raiders back in the day using toothpaste. It's a little ironic, if you ask me. But North Dakota State has won 3 games in a row by 41 or more. They've won 4 playoff home games by 26 or more.
Jeez.
Their senior quarterback, Easton Stick, he was Carson Wentz's roommate at North Dakota State. Now, I know what you're thinking. Colgate's defense, they're pretty nasty. They had a stretch where they had 8 games and 5 of them were shutouts.
Wait, no, I wasn't thinking that. I didn't know this team existed.
Wait, how does a team who shut out 5 teams in a row is 25-point underdog?
I'll tell you why. Because in those 8 games that they had that nasty streak, every single one of those teams was under 500. They were really bad teams. And later in the season, they played some tougher opponents, and there were some cracks in the defense later in the season. Take North Dakota State, give the 25.5. They're going to steamroll over the toothpaste of Colgate.
Number three, Robbie.
South Dakota State at Kennesaw State.
Oh.
3 sea bass on this one because South Dakota State, a road 7-point favorite in an FCS playoff game. Now, I do have an insider that went to Kennesaw State.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I reached out to him, and I asked him about this, and he says, man, I don't know. I'm very scared about this game because last week, Kennesaw State only won 13-10.
Wait, you have a Kennesaw State?
Of course. I mean, I haven't been using them throughout the season, but now at playoff time, in this kind of Saturday, that's when you go to them.
Yeah, of course. You're Kennesaw State. Break glass in case of emergency.
Yep.
You never know when you got to go to them.
They played a 13-10 stressful game last week against Wofford. The week before, they had to go to 5 overtimes. The Jackrabbits of South Dakota State, they're coming in hot. 5 in a row, 1 by 10 or more, 4 in a row by 22 or more. They have also put up 49-plus, 4 games in a row. You can call it a 50-burger, 4 games in a row. And you know South Dakota State, they have a kicker. You know who he is?
No.
Who?
Chase Vinatieri, the nephew of Adam Vinatieri. So take South Dakota State, give the 7 on the road.
He's got clutch in his blood.
Oh, yes. They might not even need him. They're going to win by so much. Take South Dakota State, give the 7 on the road.
Number 4, Robbie.
Oh.
My head hurts.
This is amazing.
UC Davis.
Oh!
At Eastern Washington in the red turf.
What are the mascots there?
UC Davis is the Aggies. I believe Rich Waltz went to UC Davis. And Eastern Washington is the Eagles. They have the red turf.
Yes, it's very red, too. It's red.
I'm not about red turf.
Eastern Washington beat UC Davis earlier this year, 59-20. Now, it's hard to beat a team twice. I made this mistake very last week. I went 0-3 in my rematches. There were 3 rematches last week, including an over-under. They all lost. UC Davis is very battle-tested. They played 2 road FBS games. They won outright. They beat San Jose State, and they only lost to Stanford by 20, which was a cover. Stanford, they were number 9th in the country. They only lost by 20. And the other 3 road games that they played,
Those kids care? They got beat up by 20 points that at least we covered.
That's Stanford. That's Pac-12. You think they're afraid of the red turf? They went into Stanford and gave them a game? And they have 3 road wins in FCS play, all by double digits. They are not scared of the red turf. It's hard to beat a team twice. Take UC Davis. You're getting 9.5 points. Take the Aggies and the Rich Waltz.
Number 5.
All right. You know there's a Heisman Trophy ceremony on Saturday night.
You are not.
By the way, it's going to be here on the ticket. We'll be carrying it.
Oh, we'll be carrying. Oh, awesome. And I believe we have a holiday party going on, so I may have to get the radio.com app and listen to the Heisman Trophy ceremony while this is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, brilliant. I know what I'm doing. All right. So the odds have come out. Money has been pouring in on Kyler Murray. He is the huge betting favorite at minus 280. Now, Tua is only at plus 200. And most of the season, mid-October, mid-November, September, Tua was a lock to win the Heisman. And if you guys know, last night Tua won the Maxwell Award.
Correct.
The Maxwell Award has gone on to win the Heisman 4 years in a row. Tua is at plus 200. Kyler's at minus 280. Are you that confident in Kyler Murray to be giving that much of a price? I don't think so. Take Tua. He pays better. Plus 200. Take Tua to win the Heisman. You're not going to beat that price
now,
all day.
Then will there be your Heisman jinx?
When we get to that Magnificent Seven next week, when we get into the playoffs, then there might be a Heisman jinx. Yes, there is a known Heisman jinx, but once Tua wins it, it could come into play. And if Kyler wins the Heisman, oh, they're going to get steamrolled by Alabama. That's a lock. Lock.
Number six, Robbie.
Army-Navy game. The total is set at 40. Now, the under has hit 12 years in a row, and the total is going down every single year. This is actually the lowest it's been since at least 1995. That's as far as the database goes. It doesn't go past 1995. I'm sure there's been lower totals back in the 50s and the 40s, but it's by far the lowest total ever posted for this game since 1995. Now,
database. What does the database look like?
No. You don't want to ask questions.
Fair point.
It's actually very, very, very convenient. It's very searchable, and it goes back to 95. You can see all the spreads, all the totals. It's awesome. Odd Shark. And I like the under coming in this week, but then 86% of the bets have been on the under. Some sites had it opening up as high as 50, and it's already gone down to 40. I like the under, but then this TV show, Lock It In. It's my favorite show. I watch it. I watch it every single day. Clay Travis is on it. He was hard on the Army-Navy game under, and last week I was on his side on one of his bets, and that bet lost. I don't like being on his side. Now, if you're wondering, Navy's defense has given up 29 or more six games in a row. The 40's pretty low. Take the over in this game. Don't listen to all the too much action has been pouring in on the under. It's too good of a price. Take the over. The streak finally ends.
Man, tremendous. And finally, Robbie, number seven.
The game itself, the Army-Navy game. Army is a 7-point favorite. They're playing on a neutral field in Philadelphia. Now, this is your typical rivalry game. You want to talk about throwing the records out the window? This is it. This game has been decided by more than 7 points only once in the last seven games. Navy, I know, the 3-9. The 3-9, and Army's 9-2 going to a bowl game. But this is pride. There's more pride in this game than in Lion Country Safari. And if you're concerned about Navy's 2-9 record, 2015, Army went into that game 2-9. They were 21-point underdogs. They only lost by 4. In 2014, Army was 3-8, and they went into they played that game as 16-point underdogs. They only lost by 7. You throw the records out the window this game. Pride, there's no bowl game for Navy. This is their season. Take Navy, take the 7 points.
Wow. By the way, you can hear that game here on the ticket.
Oh, yes.
Robbie's going to just be away from Muddy. There's no big movies that you're going to try and keep away from this weekend, Robbie. Like, because I remember last year.
Oh, last year, Star Wars. I was chasing him around.
Oh, yeah. That was. I had to talk to Amber because I know Amber hates Star Wars. It's one of the best things about her. For that holiday party, I made sure to stay on her side and stay running away from Beast.
By the way, Texter says, the Avengers are the Warriors. Aquaman is Zaza Pachulia.
I agree.
He's not fun, man. He's not a good superhero.
He's
I don't
awesome.
Know why anybody likes him.
Freaking awesome.
What is his power?
He's water.
Super
he's
strength.
Water.
He can hold his breath under. Or actually
strength.
Breathe.
Strength. Things yeah. are weightless in the water. That's the stupidest power to ever have. If you're
no,
Aquaman.
He can actually
on
control
land,
the
like
water
on land.
What do I give a rat's? And there's so many better superheroes. If you're the specialty is the water, I don't want you on land.
No, on land he has super strength.
Waste. Call Superman. What do I need Aquaman for on the land? No.
You're going to see this movie with us.
I mean, there's two things that just really get you going. The Jaguars and Aquaman. Now, I'm not shocked about the Jaguars because you were all excited after last year.
Yeah.
But...
Well, I had a low opinion of Aquaman to begin with, but then I yes. watched Justice League, and
right.
he's the worst.
Right. I mean, Wonder Woman and Batman did all the work.
I know.
All right.
Bullcrap. So people are still asking Belichick about this Wildcat game, huh? This got me a little worried because I feel like there's a little bit too much rat poison going on with the Patriots losing Miami a lot. Like, I know that it's like an every other year thing where it goes down and they take losses in Miami. But I'm kind of in the Robbie camp where it feels like there's a little bit too much a little bit too much rat poison they're throwing that way. Now it's starting to be like a show me game for the Patriots to show they can win down here. And now
you think they're going to turn
it up? I'm worried that they're going to pour it on them. Then somebody had the audacity to bring up the Wildcat game again. I don't know why this wasn't brought up week three, because first of all, the Wildcat game had happened in Foxborough. But for some reason, someone had to open up their big fat yap and ask him about the Wildcat game and the 10-year anniversary.
You mean another brilliant journalist?
I don't know. I don't know who brought it up.
Yeah, but these are Patriots reporters. They're doing this on purpose. They're trying to get Belichick and them all angry so that they come down here and win.
He goes,
it's not like Armando's doing it.
He goes, good game for Miami. You know, wasn't a good game for us. A lot of water under the bridge since then. They've run that formation this year, but there's a lot of new people.
It's like, yeah, it was 10 years ago. I would hope so. You trot out the same people on the old. Yeah, thank you, Bill. I hope it would. They're just poking the bear a little bit too much. It's making me nervous.
Is Ronnie Brown selling the Dolphins?
Plus, this is another thing that annoyed me. All right. This Matt Burke, God love him, beautiful beard, all right? Coach Bruh's sidekick. I could just see those two just funneling beers out on the beach. But your defense stinks. They're 29th in the league.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, he's doing the thing and saying, I feel I've done a good job. Really?
Oh,
really?
No.
He's trying to keep his job.
Wait a minute.
Really? 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 29th is good. What's bad?
He might not be coaching the defense, though.
Who is?
I don't know what the question was, but Julian Edelman just answered a question by saying, Sunday's going to be Sunday.
Oh, boy. Hate that guy. name me a likable white Patriots wide receiver. I'll wait.
Gronk?
Nope.
No.
He's on receiver.
Hogan, 7-Eleven, man.
No way. He's gotten so full of himself.
He's likable.
Tired of Hogan.
So my son's going to wear his Hogan jersey to the stadium on Sunday.
Really? Here, Tobin. Two things. One in support of you, and one basically calling you an idiot. Tell Tobin to lift something heavy underwater.
I will.
Followed by, everyone can do what Aquaman does. And things are weightless in water, minus one, Tobin.
Things are weightless in water.
No, they aren't. Try to lift me in water.
I will.
See how that goes.
Dark Pot of Doom. I have to lift this lift beast in the water.
Okay. What if I land on that? It's gonna be
my pool's been getting a lot of Dark Pot of Doom action. Hey, so basically, it's gonna look like a baptism.
Back after this.